Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on May 1 regarding Ruben, R-U-B-E-N, Ramos, R-A-M-O-S. As per the record supplied, Ruben Ramos was seen at Richmond University Medical Center emergency room on 1-14-21, period. He complained of an ankle injury at that time, period. He was sitting in a chair, period, when he went to move under his own power. In the care of co-workers, he stated he was stepping off of an elevated surface at work and landed the wrong way. Period, he heard a popping noise and his ankle began swelling immediately. Period, he denies falling or hitting his head or injuring any of the body parts. Period. He underwent x-rays of the right ankle that showed no fractures or dislocations. Period. He was diagnosed with an ankle sprain for which he was treated and released. Period. New paragraph. On 1-22-21, he came under the orthopedic care of Dr. German, G-E-H-R-M-A-N-N. Period. He stated he was standing on top of a hatch cover. Period. He slipped with his left foot landing on his right ankle, which resulted in an eversion type injury. Period. It swelled and became painful as well as bruised. Period. He then went to the ER where x-rays were negative. Period. He had since been elevating, icing it, and taking Epsom salt baths. Period. He also reported having a COVID test on 1-20-21 that was positive. Period. He was waiting for the PCR results. Period. Clinical exam. Scratch that. A telemedicine visit was performed. Period. He was encouraged to continue conservative measures. Period. As soon as he is cleared from COVID in about 2 weeks, he's going to be seen in person in the office. Period. He did so on 2-4-21 when the ecchymosis was nearly resolved. Period. He had fairly significant swelling about the lower ankle, extending up above the ankle joint for several centimeters. Period. He is tender along the medial deltoid ligament. Period. Additional x-rays were performed. Period. There was no obvious Maisonneuve, M-A-I-S-O-N-N-E-U-V-E, fracture. Period. Stress x-rays of the ankle when compared to the left show an increase in the tibia-fibula clear space with no overlap on the right side and an increased distance when compared to the left. Period. He believed the claimant had sustained a syndesmotic injury or high ankle sprain. Period. They discussed treatment options, including surgical intervention. Period. A paragraph on 2-11-21, Dr. German performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. He followed up postoperatively on 2-10-21. Period. He was going to start physical therapy and advance his weight bearing. Period. Mr. Ramos reported he had one positive COVID test and one negative test. Period. He had loss of taste and smell, so at his request, they performed an antibody test. Period. He does demonstrate IgG antibodies, indicating that at some point, he was definitely positive for a COVID infection, and now appears to be negative with protective antibodies. Period. On 3-26-21, his weight-bearing allowance was increased. Period. He concurrently participated in physical therapy, period. On 5/28/21, he was going to continue therapy, period. On 6/29/21, Dr. Gurman wrote, the surgery itself was healing. Period. However, he was not quite ready to return to his regular job as a lasher at that time. Period. An intra-articular corticosteroid injection was then administered to the ankle. Period. On 7/29/21, Dr. Gurman reiterated his belief about the claimant's ability to return to work, period, since he deemed Mr. Ramos to be unable to do so. They discussed additional surgical intervention. Period, in paragraph on 8/12/21, Dr. Gurman did perform another surgery to be inserted here. Period, he followed up postoperatively on 8/19/21 when he presented using his crutches and with a splint. Period. He did not need Norco so much, but was using Celebrex and gabapentin. Period. He reviewed the intraarticular findings. Period. They showed a significant amount of scar tissue in both the medial and lateral gutters of the ankle, which was all cleaned out. Period. He has no other significant arthritic changes, and the ankle itself is stable. As it was stressed intraoperatively while viewing the ankle syndesmosis directly with the arthroscope. Period. Physical therapy was once again ordered. Period. Dr. Gurman monitored his progress through /3/4/22. Period. He had been back to work. Period. At the end of the day, the ankle gets sore and swollen. Period. He can do most of his jobs without any difficulty. Period. The biggest problem he has is going up ladders and climbing up the gangway, which gives him discomfort. Period. He felt a corticosteroid injection was necessary. Period. Dr. Gurman accommodated him in that regard. Period. His gait today was normal. Period. Incisions were well healed. Period. He had some soft tissue swelling, both medial and laterally, about the ankle. Period. Range of motion was excellent. Period. Dorsal flexed to about 10 degrees and plantar flexed to about 40 degrees. Period. Resisted strength was 5/5. Period. He had some tenderness at both the medial and lateral gutters. Period. He was going to continue to take intermittent anti-inflammatories and ice his ankle as necessary. Period. He was again cleared to continue working without restrictions. Period. Findings and conclusions. On 1/14/21, Ruben Ramos injured his right ankle at work. Period. He was seen at the emergency room the same day where x-rays were negative. Period. He was thought to have a sprain for which he was splinted, treated, and released. Period. In paragraph, he then came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Gurman. Period. He was concerned for a syndesmotic injury. Period. Repeat x-rays were performed. Period. He eventually performed surgery on 2/11/21. Period. Mr. Ramos had symptoms postoperatively despite physical therapy. Period. Another surgery was done on 8/12/21 to be inserted here. Period. He once again had physical therapy postoperatively. Period. His progress was monitored by Dr. Gurman through 3/4/22, by which time Mr. Ramos had already been working full duty. Period. Clinical exam did show some minor abnormalities. Period. He was not using an orthotic or handheld assisted device for ambulation. Period. New paragraph. I will rate this case for a fracture of the grade 3 syndesmotic sprain treated surgically. period was complicated by post-traumatic arthrofibrosis, leading to another surgery. Period. And that is the end.